This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1614. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded April 25th, Afghanistan, Bangladesh, Belgium, Bhutan, Biafra, Bolivia, Brazil, Canada, East Turkestan, Ecuador, Equatorial Guinea, Ethiopia, Europe, Georgia, Guatemala, Indonesia, Libya, Mexico, Netherlands, Philippines, Russia, South Sudan, USA, Zanzibar, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. As of April 24th in BCDX, Ruman Pankov in Bulgaria says, it's already almost 2 weeks or more that National Radio Afghanistan is not on the air. He's been checking 7200 between 1515 and 1630 UT. He is still hearing Sudan on that frequency in the same hour, and at other times, of course, Myanmar is also using it. However, he says he's no longer hearing Eritrea and Ethiopia. Svoban Chakraborty in India says Bangladesh Betar 4750 has revised its schedule. It's now in the air from 05 until 1710 UT, previously closed at 1500. Anker Petersen in Denmark agrees. It was heard April 20th until sign-off at 1712 in Bengali, a new schedule. We are sad to hear of the death of David Monson. Jeff White wrote this obituary for the National Association of Shortwave Broadcasters on April 19th. David Monson, known for his charismatic hosting of the English language program Brussels Calling in the 1980s, passed away a little over a year ago. We just learned of this from Keith Perrone of PCJ Media, who says he passed away in March of 2011. He had lived in Taiwan for a number of years, but in 2010 moved to Germany. And he didn't always respond to emails, so I didn't think anything of not hearing from him. But I got a message from his son that he had died suddenly in March 2011 in the German countryside while he was cycling with friends. And Jeff White himself adds, David was a true shortwave personality. He was able to present Belgium to the English-speaking world in a very unique and interesting way. In an age of script-read shortwave programming, David dared to ad-lib and speak off the cuff about his own experiences. It was a unique radio style, and shortwave listeners loved it. He and I did the first live broadcast from an ANARC convention in Thunder Bay, Ontario in 1981, among many other memorable programs on BRT and Radio Earth. It was a great pleasure to work with him and to have him as a friend. Wondering if Bhutan Broadcasting Service has remained active on 6035. Apparently so, although not yet reported from North America. Anker Petersen in Denmark says he heard it on the 17th into the 18th of April on 6035.05 from 2325 UT until fade out at midnight 10. He thinks they were testing with vernacular songs without music. News on the hour quickly fading out due to local sunrise, although he could still hear the carrier at midnight 30, but it had disappeared at 0105. Interference from Marti on 6030. He also heard it at 1615 and 1800 to 1915 on April 18th and 19th, with mostly Asian songs and short announcements. In the Netherlands, Martin Throat also reports it, April 25th at 1853 to 1911, and by then it had standardized its frequency to exactly 6035.00, nonstop indigenous songs, after having been missing from April 20th to 24th. Last week we had hot news that the clandestine radio Biafra from London was reactivating. According to the website, at 8 to 9 p.m. Biafra time on 11870. Well, it turns out they were confused about Biafra time as it compares to London time, because the correct UT was 20 to 21, which is 9 to 10 p.m. in Enugu. This has been confirmed by numerous monitors. Starting Saturday, April 21st, and it's supposed to also broadcast on Thursdays during the same hour. Ivanov says they're using a Wertachtel Germany transmitter beamed due south. Dave Kenny in England was hearing it at 20 UT, signing on Saturday the 21st, welcoming listeners back after a long absence. It's still giving the wrong time in their announcements. And they said they would be taking calls from listeners the following Thursday. And this transmission is now appearing on the HFCC schedules correctly at 20 to 21 on Thursdays and Saturdays, 11870. Our monitor, James McDonnell, elsewhere in Nigeria, also heard the first broadcast. He says it was weak and fluttery, but conditions were not very good. Several voices heard with a discussion format, as during their previous broadcasts, they talked about government response to the death of the former Biafra leader, attacks on the Igbo people in the north by Boko Haram, and the importance of using media, especially radio, for the Biafran cause. He says the idea was Radio Biafra London, broadcasting from East London, while in 2009 they were in West London. Also heard by Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania with a fair to good signal, and by Rich D'Angelo in Pennsylvania. Heavily accented English, he says, talking about Nigeria, an ID and frequency announcement at 2045, and then into the Igbo language, presumably. They seem to mix two languages during the broadcast, that report in the NASFA flash sheet. Early risers in North America are still hearing Bolivians on the tropical bands. Scott Barber in New Hampshire reports to Radio San Miguel Riveralta, 90 hertz below 4700, April 23rd, at 0904 to 0919 UT, with Latin American ballads and religious talk, mentioning Santa Maria. A late stayer-upper in Italy, Giampiero Bernardini, heard it at 2315 UT, April 23rd, measured on 4699.33. Weak but clear signal with a nice song. And earlier in April, Pedro Efarunategui in Lima reported Radio San Miguel when it was on 4699.30, April 5th, at 1130 to 1150 with Criollo programming and announcing they'd been on the air for 44 years. And one more Bolivian, Acker Peterson in Denmark, reports unusually good reception with no interference at all from Radio Pio XII in Siglo XX on 5952.46. April 18th at midnight 40 to midnight 55 in Aymara with native singing. We have confirmed that WIFR has finally abandoned 15190, moving its Portuguese service starting at 2200 to 15745 and opening up 15190 for the only Brazilian on that band, Rádio Inconfidência in Belo Horizonte. However, its frequency has been quite a ways off, up to a sesquicilohertz above 15190, according to several reports. April 21st from Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania, the 22nd from Dave Valco in Pennsylvania, also from Giampiero Bernardini in Italy around the 22nd, Brian Alexander again on the 22nd. This is in the 21 to midnight UT period, more or less. However, by April 24th, Brian says they were back on 15190.02. A new entry on the RCI Action blog, April 24th, with more details of the impact of cuts at Radio Canada International. Director Hélène Parent met with the staff on April 24th to update us on the impact of the 80% cut to our budget, announced April 4th. She said that of RCI's 45 permanent staff, only 15 will keep their jobs. Three contractual webmasters will continue to maintain the website. Of the other contractual employees, who will be let go, including researchers, interviewers, and some hosts, they would continue to be paid until the end of their contracts. Temporary staff would be informed shortly about what kind of replacement work would remain once RCI stops broadcasting programs on June 24th. And on April 25th, redundancy letters would be given to employees whose positions would be abolished. Although I don't think it counts as a separate radio country, it certainly is a separate island on the air, Sable Island off Nova Scotia, and is currently amateur radio activity, according to the Ohio Penn DX Bulletin. VE1AWW is operating there as CY0 as of April 17th, and it'll be there for 3 months working on the island, 3 months on and 3 months off. In his spare time, he'll be doing ham radio. He has been heard on 21336 between 22:30 and midnight UT. Hocker Peterson in Denmark tells DX Listening Digest that April 19th at 16:20 until sign-off at 1800, I heard Urumqi, Xinjiang, also known as East Turkestan, in Kazakh on a new frequency, exactly 4850, replacing 4330. It was parallel to 6015 as usual, and it was expected to change to a summer frequency 7340 within the next 2 or 3 weeks. Until then, the schedule is midnight to 0300 and 1156 until 1800. Then the new 4850 was reported by several others, including Anker himself, following up, hearing it signing on again at 2330 UT on the 19th of April until midnight 20 on the 20th. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany had a strong signal on 4850 at 1519 UT April 20th, and Swapan Chakraborty in Kolkata, India had a good signal at 1715. Scott Barber in New Hampshire also reports it April 21st at 2332 until midnight UT. Rough copy by the time the signal faded out. An update on what's left of HCJB in Ecuador. Jeff White visited there recently on the way to a cruise to the Galapagos and told Ruben Guillermo Marjanet that they still have a 100-kilowatt transmitter in a garage, which he saw, which the original HCJB has donated to the German group, which is completely independent. They're trying to find land in Ecuador to install it and resume transmitting there to Brazil on shortwave. They're selling the guest house at HCJB since they have fewer personnel now and not many visiting from afar. However, the HCJB hospital in Quito, in front of the station, appears to be functioning normally. Meanwhile, the only functioning HCJB transmitter in Ecuador of lower power, nominal 6050, has been considerably off frequency. In Chasqui DX, Pedro F. Arunategui in Peru reports it April 3rd at 11:30 to 12:05, 80 hertz below 6050, while on April 22nd, before and after 1200 UT, Terry Kruger in Florida measured it 60 hertz below. Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania reports Radio Nacional Equatorial Guinea, which is irregular, on 5005, April 20th, signing on at 0536 UT, weak and poor in noisy conditions, and also heard earlier at the unusual time of midnight 40. The other shortwave transmitter in Equatorial Guinea, Radio Africa on 15190, continues to be heard most of the time, often around 19 UT with Tony Alamo. Last week we had advance notice of a special broadcast from EuroPirate Radio Space Shuttle International on Saturday, April 21st, including relays of World of Radio. We were pleased to be able to hear that in Oklahoma, and in fact it was reported very widely, all the way from Japan to Europe to Eastern to Western North America. And we await word of when they may broadcast next. This time it turned out to be on 15843 USB. Filed under Georgia, but if you prefer Abkhazia, the station on 9535 reported by Wolfgang Büschel in Germany, Radio Abkhazia from Suchumi, April 23rd, from 07 UT. He says it's an old 5-kilowatt former jamming transmitter from the Soviet Union. In the Abkhazian language at 738, he heard it on remote receivers all over Europe. An interval signal at 741 in Ideas Apsua Radio, and played piano music past 0800, 2 minutes of Russian news at 0802, and off at 0804. With a schedule update from MNB in Germany, Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria includes a new program designated OGM at 16 to 1630 UT, Tuesdays and Saturdays, to East Africa from the Issoudun, France site on 15170 with 500 kilowatts, later identified as Radio Jorillo Ogadenia from April 3rd. It's in the Somali language for that breakaway region of Ethiopia. You're listening to World of Radio 1614. Go to our website for a lot more information, worldofradio.org. Our thanks this week for financial support from Dustin Bran in Carmel, Indiana, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Contributions may also be made with a check or money order in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, USA. If you hear a station on 4055 that's not in Spanish, it's still probably Radio Verdad in Guatemala. April 21st at 0454, as I tuned across, they were in Brazilian Portuguese. But that's not all. Rick Van Riel in New Hampshire reports to the Harmonix Yahoo group. He heard a signal in AM in the 10-meter ham band on 28385, April 22nd at 1940, and got an ID at 2000. It was Radio Verdad in Guatemala, the seventh harmonic of 4055. Also heard by other listeners in New Hampshire, Maryland. So he wonders if other harmonics might be getting out. Here's a list of the other possibilities. 8110, 12165, 16220, 20275, 24330, 32440, etc. Harold Sellers in British Columbia reports what is probably the only RRI Indonesians still active on 60 meters, Vamena on 4870, April 20th, from 11:55 to 12:24 with Western pop songs, apparently news at 1200, and a long newscast wrapping up at 12:19, then choral music, fair reception. Lest we forget, the irregular shortwave broadcast from Libya is again reported by Brian Alexander, Pennsylvania, April 22nd from 17:15 until off at 18:04 in French on 11600 with light instrumental music, French ballads, IDs, poor to fair reception. Further monitoring by yours truly and contact with the station by Julian Santiago confirms that Radio Evocacion Mexico City 6185 is actually operating as follows, from 14 until 05 UT only, no longer overnight. And they duplicate medium wave 1060 from 22 until 05. Separate shortwave programming, they say, is now in the daytime only between 14 and 22 UT. Well, it may cover beyond Mexico City, inside Mexico, but not as far away as we are. And we're trying to persuade them to resume broadcasting overnight. Julian also wants them to be on the air between 11 and 14 UT, while the 6 MHz band is still somewhat propagating. If they need to take a break, it should be around siesta time in the afternoon. Steve Luce in Texas says, with the collapse of the Dutch government and fresh elections on the way, does anyone think the closure of the Radio Netherlands Dutch service could possibly be delayed past May 11th? Maybe not, but it will be rather awkward for the Dutch service to close in the middle of an election campaign. Meanwhile, there may be a bit of resentment within the organization from Radio Netherlands' own website, a story headlined, Million Euro Golden Handshake for RNW Director? The Dutch daily NRC Handelsblad reports that RNW General Director Jan Hoek could receive a golden handshake worth over a mega euro when he leaves the broadcaster. The budget has been cut from 46 to 14 mega euro as part of a raft of austerity measures, and 270 of the 350 employees will be dismissed. Of course, his golden handshake may be necessary because of his original contract. A few days earlier, another story from the RNW website. Editor-in-Chief Rick Ranson and his deputy, Artie Bowers, are to leave the organization. They say they will not serve as part of the new slimmed-down RNW from January next. they say they have serious worries about the lack of vision and urgency in turning it into a more flexible and market-orientated company. I check for Equatorial Guinea just about every day on 15190 and other frequencies nearby. April 25th, around 1900, I was hearing something in Tagalog. It must be Voice of the Philippines instead. No sign of Equatorial Guinea at the moment. And parallel frequency from Manila, 11720, was coming in surprisingly well at 1807 UT in Tagalog, but with lots of phrases in English. The third frequency listed was not making it, as you would expect, 9395. Via Wolfgang Büschel and Kim Andrew Elliott, an article in Izvestia of 17 April indicates Russia will drop DRM digital radio. We're not sure of all the details because of the poor Google translation. It says a program developed in 2008 did not fully take into account the latest technological advances. Over the past few years, the use of DRM in the world has significantly decreased. While broadcasters are still satisfied with work in the VHF range and wait for emergence of new hybrid technologies. 3.9 gigarubles planned to be spent on DRM in the next 4 years will instead be spent on the development of television. Kim says, does it also mean that VOR will discontinue its DRM shortwave transmissions for international audiences? In any case, the DRM consortium appears to have lost an important member. We know there were plans at one time to establish a lot of DRM on long and medium wave. DX Discovery of the Week goes to Rodolfo Tizzi in Uruguay, reporting to the Condiche list, a new clandestine for South Sudan on 15725. And he posted a clip for all of us to hear on YouTube. This was April 19th at 1833, past 1837 UT in Arabish, but including an English ID as the Voice of Southern Sudan Revolutionary Radio, standing for freedom, justice, equality, and human rights. However, when we started looking for this a few days later, there's been no sign of it on this frequency from April 22nd onward. So we wonder if it's not a daily broadcast. The first time he heard it was on Thursday. Or, as Chris Greenway suggests, they may be on a different frequency, which would propagate better from the northern part of Sudan to the south. That is, a lower frequency for that time of night. Chris says, an Arabic-speaking colleague listened to the recording. It is pro-Khartoum and anti-Juba, in support of the Khartoum-backed South Sudan Liberation Army, not to be confused with the Sudan People's Liberation Army, which is now the government army of South Sudan. As tension between the two Sudans continues, we should assume the station is still active somewhere. One member of the Broadcasting Board of Governors is not in favor of doing away with shortwave. He's the former mayor of Knoxville and ambassador to Poland, Victor Ash. And according to the BBG Watcher blog, he has gone so far as to make public his email address for comments from the people about the situation at Voice of America and other U.S. outlets. It is vhashe@aol.com. Victor Ash has been working to preserve the Greenville facility, and he and other dignitaries will be there on May 2nd for a ceremony officially naming it for Edward R. Murrow. It seems that contrary to what their own posted schedule shows, WEWN intends to be on 15615, between 13 and 15 UT, not 11615. Unfortunately, that collides with Firedrake after 1400. We can't imagine why they didn't just resume using 15610, the same frequency they still use after 1500. In the MWDX group, John in Colorado reports on the South Asian programming many of us have heard on medium wave 1110. It's from KVTT in the Metroplex, Texas, licensed to Mineral Wells. And he's found out that the name of this service is Radio Danak, D-H-A-N-A-K, apparently aimed at Pakistani listeners, like another station on FM in Australia. Neil Kazaros says they have been Pakistani for nearly a year. The day power is 50 kilowatts, so it's best to catch them around sunrise or sunset. Another station just upgraded to 50 kilowatts day power, but only 1 kilowatt at night, is WINK in Fort Myers, Florida. Thomas Jella in nearby Lakeland reports to the medium wave circle that its signal strength has greatly increased. Their jingle is the news voice of Southwest Florida. Another timely tip from Rodolfo Tizzi in Uruguay on the Condish list. He saw a YouTube post from a Japanese DXer indicating that the voice of Tanzania, Zanzibar, has reactivated on 11735 as of April 23rd. This was recorded at 1808 UT. That's just as their English news broadcast is ending. Otherwise, it's in Swahili. Due to poor propagation, I'm barely hearing it in Oklahoma. It gets a little better by the time it signs off around 2100, but it's being widely reported further east. By the way, we'd like to consider Zanzibar a separate radio country from the rest of Tanzania. It previously reactivated for just a few days in February after years off the air, so this time we hope it's back to stay. The only other station known to be on the frequency during this time of day is Radio Transmundial in Brazil, which may also go off at 2100, so be careful. S. Hasegawa in Japan says on April 25th it signed on at 1458, although on the 23rd, Japanese DXers noted there was a considerable break between 1601 and when it came back on at 1745. On the 25th, it was not on the air around 1800 when the English news would have aired. That used to be coming from an FM station called Spice FM. Ron Howard in California started checking immediately for the other Zanzibar frequency, 6015. Has it been reactivated? Well, he could not hear it when it should have been propagable around 0300. That was April 24th. But on April 25th, Bill Bingham in South Africa did hear it on 6015 at 0255, a weak signal. But he did hear Zanzibar mentioned after 0300. He was still hearing it at 0341. Dave Kenny in England says, this confirms a Media Network report in March that Zanzibar TV and Voice of Tanzania Zanzibar had merged into a new organization called Zanzibar Broadcasting Corporation in 2010. But this is the first time we've been able to confirm the new ID. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued April 23rd. ANK indices peaking at 15 and 5 May 9th and 10th. Solar flux dropping from 140 April 25th to 105 May 1st to 4th, and then rising to another peak of 140 May 14th to 17th. Geomagnetic field mostly quiet April 26th to May 8th, then increasing to active levels with a chance for a minor storm on May 9th to 11th, and mostly active conditions May 14th and 15th. World of Radio 1614 concludes. I'm Glenn Hauser.